Each one of us is created for joy. I don't think any of us would like to go around and say, I would like a little more misery in my life, would we? And if someone is around us that would like more misery, we want to go the opposite direction, don't we? But we are each created for joy. And this is something that we can't go to the local Walmart or store to purchase. It's not something we can buy, is it? Joy usually comes from surprises in our life. Surprises and moments of greatness, of awe, and of wonder. Think about the most joyful and joyous moments of your life. Isn't it true that they were probably a surprise? The gospel today shares with us the joy of our risen Lord. See, Mary Magdala, early in the morning, went to the tomb, and she found it empty. She was perplexed, she was confused, because she had stood at the foot of the cross on Good Friday and saw Jesus take his last breath, heard Jesus say his last words, that he thirsts for each one of us. So she was confused and perplexed. You see, crucifixion was not a joke. In fact, it was such a cruel death that the Romans eventually outlawed it because it was very inhumane and a very painful way of dying. So what does Mary Magdalene do when she sees the empty tomb? She runs to get Peter and John. And Peter and John run. John, being younger, beats Peter to the tomb, probably younger and more fit. And he waits. He waits for Peter to catch up, and he allows Peter to go in first. And part of the significance is because Peter is the head of the church. He was the number one of the apostles. So out of respect for his position, John allowed Peter to enter first. And to their bewilderment and their confusion and to their awe, they saw it was empty. They saw the burial cloth folded up and in the corner. And then it dawned on John that he has risen. He was filled with complete joy. We too are filled with this joy at Easter. This Easter, as we celebrate the joy, the wonder, the great love that Jesus Christ has for each of us. Joy is our best response for Easter. How could we ever imagine that death would be conquered? That's what Easter means. Your death and my death is not the end. Just as Jesus died and rose from the dead, we too, body and soul, will rise from our death. Suffering does not have the last word. Death does not have the last word. The love of God through Jesus Christ has the last word. This is why the psalms we sing at Easter time ring out, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad." When we realize the beauty of Easter, the empty tomb, and our risen Christ, who is among us, our best response is joy. You see, joy is a gift and a fruit of the Holy Spirit. That means that we can each attain it if we desire it from Jesus Christ. We just need to pray about it and open our hearts and let the fertile soil of it allow and be planted and grow with the fertility of joy. I was reading about three ways in which we can have more joy in our life, and it has the acronym GPS. The first one, G, stands for gratitude. To have hearts of gratitude, to see the blessings, to see the goodness, to see the joy in our daily lives, to write down something every day that we're grateful for, a blessing that comes upon us, that is shared with us each day. Either write it down or think of it, of a joy, a blessing that God gives to us that can help us to grow in joy and gratitude. P stands for prayer, and to pray for the virtue to become more joyful. It's a gift, like I said, of the Holy Spirit, and it's a result of our relationship with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit who makes Christ present with us. And S stands for sharing, to share with another joy, even when we don't feel like it. If we can share a smile, a compliment, a kind word, that will bring joy to someone else. And what happens? That joy comes back to us. Jesus desires for us to be joyful, and he doesn't want anyone to steal that joy from us. I know there can be people that are very negative in the world, but the joyfulness of Christ's resurrection is to live within our hearts every day of the year, not just at Easter or during Easter time. We are called to be joyful people. In fact, in the time of Christ and after his death and resurrection, Christians were known for their joyful attitude, their love and joy in how they treated and served other people, even people they didn't know. And that's how they got to be known, and that's how that helped to pass and help Christianity grow, because it was contagious that people wanted this joy, they wanted the peace, they wanted the fulfillment that the early Christians had, because joy is contagious, and joy is something we all desire. I want to apologize on behalf of myself or anyone from the church that has stolen your joy in their words or their actions. I truly apologize. I truly apologize. And if it's been a long time since you've been to church, the roof didn't cave in when you came in, did it? Didn't cave in. But the Lord wants you here. We at Corpus Christi want you to be part of our joy every Sunday. Come back. Promise in the future, parking should be a little better than it was today. But you're always welcome here. I want you to know that. Because Corpus Christi is a joyful community who loves the Lord and loves serving God and his people. We want you, we need you, and we're not complete without your presence here with us. In a few minutes, we're going to receive Jesus Christ in the holy sacrament of the altar. When we receive him in communion, let us ask him to help us to grow in joy this Easter and Easter season, that we can be witnesses of Christ to all we encounter each day throughout the year.